This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A weekly contributor is Jim Witt, meteorologist and the man behind the weatherwiz.com.
Last week, we talked about winds and the weather they bring. We noticed that northeast winds bring cold weather from the north and wet weather from the east, and said northeast winds in the wintertime are our snow winds. And then we mentioned about the winds up at 18,000 feet, the steering winds for storms at the surface, and that surface storms move at approximately a half the speed of the upper air winds. We're going to focus our attention this week on clouds, what they look like in the sky, what kind of weather they bring, and when. Some clouds are excellent forecasters of weather. Others, not so good. Let's concentrate on the good forecasting clouds. Many people are familiar with cirrus clouds. These clouds are the highest clouds in the sky. They are thin, wispy clouds and composed of ice crystals. They usually indicate fair weather for at least 36 hours. However, if cirrus clouds lower and thicken, forming cirrostratus clouds, it could mean rain or snow will occur in 12 to 24 hours. Cirrostratus clouds are the high clouds also composed of ice crystals. These clouds, though, produce a halo or ring around the sun or moon. The weather they bring is dependent, believe it or not, on the surface wind direction. Rain or snow is likely in 12 to 24 hours if you have cirrostratus clouds and the wind is from the east, the northeast, or the southeast. If, however, the surface winds are from the southwest, then cirrostratus clouds usually foretell cloudy, warmer weather. Now, if cirrostratus clouds do lower and thicken into altostratus clouds, well, then you got another story. Altostratus clouds are very important clouds. These middle-level clouds look like thick cirrostratus clouds. They are often composed of water droplets, ice crystals, or a mixture of both. They produce a milky sky with the sun or moon shining dimly through the clouds. It's like seeing the sun or the moon through frosted glass. I think you know what I'm talking about. This is an important weather forecasting cloud. When the sun or the moon completely disappear behind the clouds and remain behind the clouds, rain or snow will begin in 2 to 4 hours. Altostratus clouds then lower into nimbostratus clouds. These are the dark gray low clouds covering the entire sky that bring steady rain or snow. The clouds now mentioned above are usually associated with what meteorologists refer to as a warm front. Another form of cloud is the puffy-looking clouds. We call them cumuliform clouds. These clouds form when air rises vertically. Most people are familiar with the cumulus cloud. They're the puffy globular clouds that usually form late morning, afternoon. They usually indicate fair weather for the next 24 to 36 hours. However, if they grow taller and taller, forming cumulonimbus cloud, thunderheads, they may bring thunderstorm activity within a few hours. Cumulonimbus clouds are really clouds of vertical development. They usually appear during late afternoon, early evening on a warm, humid day, or ahead of an advancing cold front. They are usually composed of water droplets and ice crystals, and they're usually accompanied by heavy rain, lightning, thunder, strong gusty winds, hail, and maybe even tornado activity. Although they are most common late spring and summer months, they can occur during autumn and winter seasons when they're embedded within intense storms. cumulonimbus clouds are, of course, very common in southern states and also in Tornado Alley. Let's just mention a few other clouds of note. The Mammatus cloud, name given to this cloud because of its cellular pattern of pouches hanging beneath the base of a cumulus or cumulonimbus cloud. They often form during warm months. It's common for thunderstorms that produce Mammatus clouds to also produce wind shear, ball lightning, and maybe even a tornado. And then there's the Fractus cloud. These are the dark, irregular, fast-moving clouds that often appear below or in the vicinity of thunderstorms and squall lines. They are often accompanied by strong winds and heavy precipitation. And finally, the wall cloud. These clouds extend below thunderstorms, and if the wall cloud begins to rotate, it may bring about the formation of the terrible tornado.
And with meteorologist Jim Witt of theweatherwiz.com, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harrison with you. The ethanol solution may be a sham, some scientists are now reporting. They're warning that the biofuel promise may make things worse than better, believe it or not. We now know ethanol creates more carbon dioxide per gallon than gasoline and generates fewer miles per gallon while damaging car engines, especially older ones. Made largely from corn, we're actually competing now with our cars for food, since ethanol now consumes almost a full quarter of America's corn production. Already, global warming has officially impacted the world's grain and seed production by some 30%. And as climate change makes more land less arable, each acre will become necessary for all of us to be able to eat. One simple solution for now, though, is for all of us to simply drive fewer miles when we can in lighter vehicles. Less ethanol burnt, fewer greenhouse gases emitted.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This two-time All-Star could really swing the bat. He joined the 2020 club in 1999 with the Houston Astros and was a member of the 2005 World Champion Chicago White Sox.
Everett swings, fly ball, right field, way back, yes, yes, grand slam, home run.
So where is Carl Everett now? Carl left the majors in 2006 but kicked around the minors for another 4 years. Carl still remembered for his beliefs that man never walked on the moon and dinosaurs never existed. His bad temper got the best of him in 2011 when cops arrested him twice on domestic assault charges, once for pointing a gun at his wife's head.
Carl Everett is in a Tampa jail this noon. Everett is facing charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and tampering with a witness.
Better days ahead for Carl Everett. I'm Ahmad Rashad.